some sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Yehoshua Daniel ben Frieda Simcha and his whole family, and for Rabbi Hershey Onison and Rabbi Mordechai Ephraim, and for Rafu Shlema, for Binyamin ben Rachel, and also for Yisrael Peretz Yisrael ben Batya Kayla. Rafu Shlema v'soch shar chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning Amir Tzashem, a very, very beautiful hesped given by Mar and Harav Charlaf upon the passing of the Tevriger Gaon, who died Yutes Kislev, if I'm not mistaken, was Tefresh Pei Zayin, 1927. And he was Rav Avram Abba Cohen Borstein, who was the Rosh Yeshiva for a very short time at Yeshivas Merkaz Harav. And previously was a great Gaon in Lithuania. After he died, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, Rav Kook's son, cried for 3 days straight. And we only have from him a very small sefer called Ner Aaron, which is a display of his brilliant chedushim, both tshuvas and sugyas. And he was very popular even amongst the Haredim, even though his views lean towards Rav Kook's. Nevertheless, his shiurim were so good, people came from all over to hear them. So this is printed in the sefer Ruzi Lee in the 17th volume, page 136 and on. Shlomo HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Koheles, V'zechor bo esborachah b'yimei bachurasecha ad asher lo yavo yimei hara. Remember your Creator when your youth, before the days of evil come. The Gemara in Shabbos says, these are the days of Zikna. Yimei hara, these evil days are the days of Zikna. In an Urom Ragishim Bekirbeinu, says Rav Charlap in his Hesped, Techifos Pnibios She'ina Merutzim Me'ahove V'nitchofim Lahovim Acherim V'ze Mesamin Lenu Shlo Iganu El HaShleimus. We don't feel at peace with the present, and we're looking to change things, and that shows that we haven't yet reached Shleimus. And this being pushed towards Shleimus is disturbing us of our rest. However, people are mistaken. Ach zed darkam kesalamo. That's very foolish. Like it says in Tehillim, Perek Mentes Pasuk Yudalet. To go from stance to stance, from value to value, then a person's left with nothing. And that's the eighth of the eighth Zohar. The eighth Zohar says, don't be consistent. Hayom emor lo asei kach. Today like this, tomorrow like that, a person ends up being an Obi Avodazara. The Gemara in Shabbos is 105b. So we're not only talking about Averis, we're talking even about other things. Hischalfus emdos miktsoos. I want this, I want that, I'll take this job, that job, live here, live there. Always switching. And now you're never, a person's never happy with anything until he goes and serves Avodazara. Because he's also not happy with God. He needs a change. He needs something different. He goes for the idols. But what these drives that we have are there so that the present should always remain as it was when it was created. When God created the world, everything was new. We always have to feel newness. It says, Lo yebachar karva kara. Shouldn't have anybody barren. It's not only talking about children, it's talking about everything. Everything should always have peros, puravu, chadashos, both Torah, chachma, machshava. Should always be new things. Dome, mata medaber. There should always be chedushim in the world. And if something doesn't have a koach ha'olada, then it's not mitzias. So therefore we have this dachaf, we have this push, this drive, to constantly do new things. So that could be positive. In other words, as long as we stay consistent with one thing and we find newness in that thing, we take a mesechta, We learn the Masechta, and oh, a person already did 10 daf, he wants a new Masechta. No. Go deeper into the Masechta. You'll find Duchadushim on each daf, in each line. Don't just keep switching around, stick with it. You have to find Chidushim Ad Ein Ketz. And that's the Tachlis, Lahosif Ulechadish. In the future, the Chidush is going to be even greater, much more than the Chidush of now. Asida Yisha Shateleid B'chol Yom. So the birth process is not going to be slow, it's going to keep going, one after the next. Zok the Zohar, Chafalev, Parshas Toldos, Kuflamet Hey Amar Aleph. There's going to be such a big chiddush. They're going to create new worlds. They're going to be mechayim meisim. So in the old, in the today, in order to have tolados, a person has to work for it. A person has to prepare it. If it's children, we know we have to do for children. If it's learning, then we have to learn and be mechadesh. In the future, everything's going to be mischadesh on its own. It's going to be an amazing world. In other words, all of our asek now is that through our free choice, we are preparing the earth so that one day everything is going to constantly renew itself. Asher tigdal acharkach la'ad olam ha'olam, not only in the realm of vegetation, but everything. Constantly new growth. More growing, more birth, more additions. In Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be no schus and no chova. Like the Gemara says, from that pasuk in Kohelas we quoted earlier, there's no merits and there's no obligations. There's no obligations. That through the Bechira now, and not doing what brings Chova, when we are Bocher B'schus, and not Bechova, we prepare existence for the days that will be above Schus and Chova. Everything is going to be B'teva, without Amel and Yigia. Like the beginning of the Yetzira, like it says in Bereishis Rabbah, V'lo Yigia Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo. It wasn't a toil for him. So that's what's going to be in the future. It's going to just flow. And that also is how we define the days of youth and the days of old age. Person's talents, abilities, his beauty, they all shine in his youth. Everything is fresh and good. But slow, it's a slow process. Little by little, there's a development. There's an evolution in the person as he grows and develops. When he gets old, all of his kishronos, his talents, are weak. Why is that? Because the purpose of Bachrus is Zikna. Because in the days of Zikna, things should work automatically. When you're young, you work at it. When you're old, you're a person's Shvach already. But since he worked so hard when he was young, it comes easier. That's why you see people with Chidushim, they're Mayanos Novim, Gedolei Torah, you see. Nacha Sefer, Nacha Sefer, Nacha Chidush, Nacha Shir. How do they do that? Because they worked hard when they were young. And then things now just flow. Like it says in Shabbos 152a, she calls manchem as kinim chachman is vasefes aleihem. But that's in the days of old age, if they work in the days of Bachrus. But in the days of Bachrus, in youth, you can't just rely on your talent, you have to work hard. Zechores barecha b'meibat churosecha. Remember your Creator. Invest in your kishronos. Hashka'a ruchanit elokit. This great spiritual godly investment is that in old age, which are mitzad atzman, you may ma'roim, not such a good time of life. A person's body is just slowly decomposing. You speak to old people, promised my eyes, I promised my ears, I promised my legs, a hip replacement surgery, this, that, heart, whatnot. Because the body just disintegrates. Rahmana Litzlan, Rahmana Litzlan. But we want these days to be good days, because if you work hard when you're young, if you're Zachar is Borecha, Bimebach Urosecha, if in the days of youth you remember God, you work hard in developing yourself, then when you get to old age in the spiritual realm, this is going to be a given bracha. We have already, Rav Charlap is always Mechadesh Chedushim Agabe Chedushim. He says it's going to happen Lasid Lavo, it seems that he had it already today. It's one after the next, so we learned Pshat in the Pasuk, Uzuchor Ez Borecha Bimei Bachor Esecha Ad Asher Lo Yavo Yimei HaRa'ah. We now understand how important it is to invest in youth for the old age, and that's the Metzius of the world. And the Metzius of the world is there in the future, is that everything's going to be new and Mischadesh Me'atzmo, like in a person's old age if he invests in his youth. So to an Olam Haza we invest, so to an Olam Haba everything's going to come naturally. In our youth we invest, in old age things are going to come naturally. We learn that you can't always go from one thing to the next, you have to be consistent. If you read about Gedolei Torah, Rav Yashiv, every day for decades and decades he had the same exact schedule. He was up, it was about 2:30 in the morning, put the hot water on. By 2:35 the water was boiling, he took his drink, he sat down to learn till 6, he davened at 6. He didn't daven v'sikin, because daven v'sikin is a different time every day. He didn't want that, he wanted to have a kavu kovu seder. And then at 6 he davened, and then after davening he started his day, and after his 3.5 hour of learning before davening, and then he started his day of learning. And he never broke this, his neighbor said, it was in Breslover Chassid, and with Shapira, he said they had thin walls in between their apartments, and he followed Rabbi Yashiv for years and years and years. He never broke from his Seder once. Vosner also. Vosner was also out of bed at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Same Seder, his children said, every single day, day after day, week after year, year after year. He didn't change it. Kavua, kavua, kavua. It's an amazing thing that people can just not change their daily routine. But that's what makes a person great. Every day they accomplish a certain amount of learning, every day he was sitting on the Beis Din, every day he was seeing people. People like to break the monotony of the daily routine, but the daily routine is what makes people great. So we learn that that's the goal of life, is that to work hard and then eventually things come on their own. Now we're going to have some more beautiful insights. Mishlei Beis Dalet Heim Tavakshena Kakesev V'chamadmonim Rapsenos Tavin Yeres Hashem Adas Elokim Timsa. If you seek it out like gold, and you search for it like a treasure, then you're going to understand fear of God, the knowledge of God you're going to find. So we have to search the root of this matter. If Yeres Hashem Adas Elokim, and every good midah, are they inside a person? But they're just very, very vague. Or if you work, do you create them anew? And what about Ra? Is Ra Atzmi? Is Ra essentially me? Or am I essentially good? And Ra is something that comes from outside of me. I just have to push it away. So we know the rule, Kol Ha'omed Lisrof Kesarof Dam Menachas Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Anything that's going to be burned already has a thing of being burned. We know that grapes, omdimli batzer kibitzurim tami, that are going to be cut are considered like they're already cut. And from this we know that kol arisha kula, omedes likale ka'ashan v'shiyuav ha'mshel ha'zadon min ha'aretz. We know that all of the evil is going to be cut off from the earth. So you can't say that they're be'etzim. It's mikri. All of the evil in the world is mikri. It's not essential to the world because it's going away. It's kesarav dami. Not really part of the world. Something external. The only reason there's evil is that the good should vanquish the evil. Sarah Shalesa fights against Yaakov. He wanted to fight Yaakov from Yaakov Achakuk Bekisi Akavo till Yaakov Atachton. That's what Chazals mean when they say Shehelo Avkam Mirgloisam at Kisi Akavit. He's fighting Yaakov from the low Yaakov till the high, the ideal Yaakov in Shemayim, and the dust from their fight, from their legs, went up to the Kisei HaKavod, till the Yaakov HaElyon. And Yaakov beat him, Vayar Ki Lo Yochalo, says the Pasuk Bereishis on Beis Chofei. And he said, Shalcheini Ki Ola HaShachar, send me away. Higi Azmani Lahagit Shira Dichul in Tzadi Aleph. Because the tachas of the world that it should be a kinor l'nagin elav ruach Hashem, like it says in Malachim, Beis, Gimel Tesvav, that it should play the song of God. And everything we see in creation is one note of the great violin, of the kinor agadol, and that's the shira. Everybody sings their song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole tafkid of the Sarah Shel Esav is that Yaakov should beat him. So when Yaakov beat him, he said, I reached my shlemus, now I can sing Shira. Meridika pshat, now we have in the famous Rashi. Let me go, it's my time to say Shira. Why Pitom now is he saying Shira? It says Rav Chalap, because you sing Shira when you reach shlemus. And being defeated by Yaakov Avinu is the shlemus of the Malach. Gvaldik. Now it's time to say Shira. And don't say, Bahadei Kavshid Rahman Alam Alan, what do I care about the secrets of creation for? When a Malach is saying Shira, not saying Shira. What's the Nafgamina? Yes, no, it's not true. Because every Yediyah is a means to getting where you're supposed to reach. And the whole Amel of the Yetzer is to be Mechasis, to cover from a person's eyes the truth. To be Mevalbel as Sechel. The Masot Shavu Maduchim, like it says, Necha Beis Yudalat Ayin Sham. The Yetzirah shows man that the Ra is Atzmi, and the good is something that's acquired from the outside, and that a person is in darkness, and we know that it's Fakert. Tov is part of us, it's essential, and the Ra is something external. The way to save yourself from the Yetzirah is by recognizing the truth. The truth is, ki chayecha ve'orech yamecha. Torah is your life and the length of your days. We have no life without that Torah. And therefore only Torah is the true medicine that's going to save us from all of the fake nets of the Yetzirah. He tries to catch us in. Barasi ki Yetzirah. Barasi lo Torah tavlin. We have a Yetzirah, but we have Torah. If you're Osek in Torah, you beat the Yetzirah, the Gemara says in Ketushin 30b. If not, you, the Yetzirah is going to beat you. And even that it says in Brachos, Olam Yargizah, the Yetzirah Tov, Yetzirah Hara. Get your Yetzirah Tov, you're angry on your Yetzirah. How do you do that? You read Kriya Shema. Whoa, you learn Torah. If not, if Torah doesn't work, you read Kriya Shema. And if not, remind them of the day of death. Everybody asks, what's going on over here? Yaskir Layom Amis is good enough. So, start off with that one. That's the strongest. Why start off with Eisek HaTorah? The Mishmos of the Gemara is that Eisek HaTorah sometimes doesn't work. But that's not what it means. Nothing is better than Eisek HaTorah. Why then do we start with it? Eisek HaTorah is everything. However, the pshat is that the Iker Trufa, the main medicine for the Yetzirah, is Torah. If you're Miskashir to Torah, Kesher Atzmi, that's Megali, your Atzmius, your true Atzmius, your true essential self. If your true Atzmius is Torah, and then you won. But sometimes you can't get to that. So you know how you get to it? By reading Shema and remembering your day of death. That helps you get to the fact that your true Atzmius is Torah. The person remembers that he's going to die. Whoa, where am I going? What's life? What am I going to be doing in Olam Haba? I'm learning Torah there. Delving deeper into the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, woo! I better get to my Atzmius, which is Torah. So really everything is just the means to getting him closer to Torah. So you have to know that Torah is the Iker Trufa. Everything else is the means to get to Torah. says in Pogabacham and Novel Zema Shchele Beis HaMedrash Sukkah 52b Kedushin 30b. This Novel, this Yetzirah, drags you to the Beis HaMedrash. If you meet him, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. So if you don't have a Kesher Atzmi to Torah, and you're just using the Torah as a trufa, you don't realize that Torah is your life, it's Chayecha Baruch Yamecha, and you're using it only after you already Paga B'Chama Nuvuzei, you already met the Yetzohara, Torah will still save you. It's not going to save you like it would if you would have a Kesher Atzmi to Torah, but it'll still save you. Even if already Paga B'Chama Nuvuzei, but the best way of dealing with it is going L'Chatchila, knowing that Torah is Chayecha Baruch Yamecha. That's so geschmack what Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom said, "Im tevakshena kakesev v'chamatmonim techapsena." You have to seek Torah out, das Hashem out, yiras Hashem out like a treasure. It's there already. You don't have to create it from nothingness. It's not yesh me'ayin. It's within you. You have to just be megala, these matmonim, these hidden treasures. Legalot atzmiuto v'itkashrut atzmiuto v'atorah. Find it inside of you. It's not outside, it's inside. Like a treasure. And then you don't have any cheshbonus anymore afterwards. If can you, can't you? Torah raises you above everything. The Torah toils for you. The Torah shows you her secrets. If you toil in it, you'll see that you have the kishronos. And then Rav Charlap says, I don't know how much of this hesped he actually wrote down, but here he puts in parentheses, V'anu she'avadnu aveda gedola kazu, ishius gedola bal gaonius kabiro, v'nifla asher haya kashur keshur chozok im ha-toiro, lahargish ki ha-toiro chaye ruchoi, ובכל הזמנים היותר נוראים לו היה יכול להיפורד מן התוירה וחופץ רק לחייס עם התוירה ולהומס עצמו עליה. We lost the great Gaon of Tevrik, Rav Borstein. He was such a tremendous Gaon. He was so connected to Torah. Torah was the life of his spirit. And even in the worst times, he could never disconnect himself from Torah. He wanted to kill himself for Torah. So we have to fill in this lacuna now, this lacking, this gap. Now maybe it's you. Maybe you have to be mamale. I always think that hesped is osios hefsed. You eulogize to find out what you lost. No excuses. So maybe you have to fill in the gap of what we lost. It's a very, very beautiful medrash. It says in the medrash about an Otzel from Rabbi Ches. They said to the Otzel, your Rebbe's in town, go learn Torah from him. He says, nah, I'm going to go outside, there's a lion. There's a lion outside. He said, no, your Rebbe's... your Rebbe's in your house. Your Rebbe is right outside your house. He says, no, the lion's also right outside my house. He says, no, the Rebbe's in your house. So he says, nah, I'm going to find the door locked. I try to go to him, it's locked. No, they say, it's open. And then he just doesn't know what to do. He says to them, listen, maybe the door's open, maybe it's locked, but I just want to go back to sleep. So the Chatchila, the Otzel thinks that his Terutzim are all true. It's not true, even the Chatchila, it's not about the lion on the way. It's about the fact that he's lazy. And at the end you see that, because he says, just leave me alone, I want to go back to sleep. And that's basically the story of many of our lives. We just want to go back to sleep, leave me alone. But our job is to work hard, to grow, to learn, to steig. Find by Acher, by Elisha ben Avuya, heard me achorei apargo tshuvu banim shofim chutz meacher. Said everybody could do tshuva except for you. He said, ah, I might as well go ahead and enjoy this world. I'm finished. So it looks like only Acher said that. No, we all say that. We say we're not going to get it. We're not going to be great anyway. So let me just go and make as much money as I can, enjoy life. That's the yisod of minus. That's the yisod of the sin of Acher. That this world isn't in the hands of God, but everything is in the hands of God. Meshem lo yivne bayis sham am lubon avboi, Meshem lo yishmir shav shakat shomer. Work hard, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can reach great places. If God doesn't build the house, then all the workers toiled for nothing. You have to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Even though he heard that if one of his children dies, he's finished. If none of his children dies in his life, then he's not going to see Gehenna. Rashi Bereishis Lamed Zayin Lamed Hey. Mashma, if his son does die, then he is going to go to Gehenna. Nevertheless, he thought that Yosef was finished. Chayarach, Achla Mimenos Yosef, Bereishis Lamed Zayin Lamed Gimel. He didn't say, oh, let me just enjoy this world, I'm going to Gehenna anyway. No, he still worked. He was Ma'achid, he brought the covet Malchus, he said, Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, like the Gemara says in Pesachim and Vavam Rav. All this world, the covet Malchus is Baruch, all he wanted was covet Malchus. We have to work, even if we think we're lost, we still work. What does it matter what we think? We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein gam anu alanu litpatot b'dimyonei levaveinu, concludes Rav Chalap. Don't be seduced by the imaginations of your heart. Ki lo lanu livnos heichal Hashem. That it's not up to us to build God's temple based on Ezra Dalet Gimel. Lalos b'malos halyonos v'agadolos hamuflam. Mitoch machshav azu shanashom me'achorei apargat yetzer. Nomar nezel v'nishani b'halma. We hear all these. We hear behind the curtain. We hear the yetzer. And we say, let's just enjoy this world. Al na lachshav kazos. Don't think this. We don't know what's going to be after we stop learning. But the years we're learning should be l'shem shamayim, just to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of our focus should be on Torah to grow. Charifus bekiyus halacha nagada musar kol midin achona zikuchei machshava v'rom misiyuna. That's a nice Rav Chalap addition, addendum. A lot of Mr. Shmuzin, we have to learn, we have to steig. But here he goes into detail, both Harifus and Bikiyas, both Halacha and Agado, and also Musa, and also Midas Tovus, and also purifying our thoughts, and that they should be exalted, Roman Musayuna, Bohadar Kedusha, so we should live a life of Kedusha, all the glory of Kedusha. And then we'll be Mekayim, what it says in the Pasuk, Yitain Lecha Kilu Vavecha Bucho Hatzascha Limalei. Niranina Bishua Secha Uvishem Elokeinu Nigdol. And God will do as our heart desires. We will rejoice in His salvation and proclaim the name of Hashem. And it's Hashem, we should be Zocha to all the brachas, and not to be lazy, not to be like that Otzel, not to look for excuses, to know that our job in this world is to grow, beat the Ra, and the way to do that is to be miskasher, bekesher atzmiuti to the Torah, and that's chos will be zochem mitzashem to the kiyum of kiyuchayecha barachim mecha, and this in the next world. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, svidisim hasbara.